Time to talk Lake Erie. Where do I possessify this? Lake Erie Crushers baseball. Andy Bulbart, the Lake Erie Crushers. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Well, we're doing okay. We're kind of like on the midpoint, though it's not technically the midpoint of everything. But Major League had their All-Star break for the Frontier League as well. When do we get back in action with our Lake Erie Crushers?
Not until tomorrow. So they'll play a lot of games on the road at the start of the second half of the season. Tomorrow begins a six-game road trip over the course of 7 days. And that kickstarts the second half of the season where they're going to be on the road for, I believe it turns out to be 12 of their first 15 games. And that's going to be a big challenge right off the bat because the first half of the season didn't work out too well on the road. But as you guys know, a lot of things changed over the course of the first half of the season, and they finished red hot in the first half of the season, and they won five in a row to close out the first half, too. So before that All-Star break, things were really looking up.
Yeah, well, they made good use of the last at-bat that you get for being a home team.
Yeah, they sure did. They sure did. They won their final at-bat the last two games of the first half, and I mean, they were beginning to put some things together. I think any time you have a managerial change, it's going to take some time, A, for a lot of guys to buy in, and B, it's going to take a long time for, I think, the entire group to mesh. Because even before the hiring of Cam Roth, there was a lot of turnover on that roster. I think we talked about it a bit last week, but I think as I was looking at that roster when we talked about a week ago, I think 14 of the 24 guys on the active roster nearly a week ago were not active members anyway, of the opening day roster. And that's a ton of turnover. So when you have that kind of turnover, it takes a long time for guys to mesh. So I think the All-Star break may have given some of these guys a chance to do that a little bit more. And as crazy as this sounds, when you're on the road, you have a better chance of getting those personalities to mesh because you're kind of out on an island when you're on the road. Whereas when you're at home, you know, you can keep to yourself a bit more. You're kind of sort of on your own schedule a little bit more, too. But when you're on the road, you're on the same schedule as the other 23 guys on that team. So being on the road may not necessarily be a bad thing.
Is it a matter of better pitching, better hitting, a combination? What do you attribute it to?
I believe it's better hitting and better defense. I don't think the pitching has gotten any better, any worse since the change. I think the starting pitching has gotten a little bit better because there's been some more flexibility and maybe a little bit more freedom there as well. You know, the bullpen was the strength of this team before the change. I wouldn't say that's the case right now. The offense has gotten much, much better. They've made some trades. They signed some guys. And the defense, again, for whatever reason, has just gotten way, way better. I mean, they would go through stretches where they would commit at least an error in every game, and there's never a good time for an error to go down, but it seemed like they would go down at the worst possible times. Now it seems like they've got guys playing their own natural positions, or at least they're in spots where they appear to be comfortable too. So if you get good defense, that makes the pitching that much better. So I would say offense, and I would say defensively, they've just gotten that much better.
Does it seem like it's Cam's team now? Is it getting to that feel to it?
A little. I mean, I wouldn't say just yet. I mean, but again, I think they're beginning to buy in. And it's tough. I mean, when you come in, and you come in, what, not quite a month into the season, maybe 6 weeks in, somewhere in that area, it's going to be tough because, again, you're inheriting a bunch of guys from a previous regime. So it can be tough to get those guys to believe and buy into what you're saying. And at the same time, you know, Cam wanted to get some of his own guys in there as well. He wanted to change a few things. But this is a pretty good mix from the guys that were here from the Monge era, so to speak, and some guys that Cam has signed and traded for along the way. So I think we'll find out here over the next, let's say, 3 weeks if it totally becomes Cam's team. But, I mean, at this point in the season, it's hard to argue with what he's done. I mean, since he's taken over, they've played pretty well. They've won three consecutive series, which is very impressive. But, I mean, that sweep over a first-place team over last weekend, I think it told us a lot about this team, and it made things interesting because for a while there, I think we were looking at this thinking, well, maybe they're just trying to build a foundation for next year. But now they're a game under 500, and I believe they're three or four games out of the top spot in the East. it's going to be different. I think the approach certainly changes because of the way they closed out the first half.
We've heard in the past that players during the season stay with host families in the area. When new players are brought in during the season, are there places? Obviously, they've got to stay somewhere. How does that work?
Yeah, I'm not 100% privy to that whole process, but what I do know is that when new players come in, obviously, wherever the guys they are replacing have gone, some guys are on the DL, so they stick around. Other guys are released or traded, so obviously they leave. And when they leave, that leaves a void. So the host families in the area will take them in, and usually they have host families already ready to rock and roll. Like they've got a list of host families and a host of host families who are willing and ready to take these guys in. So from what I understand, there used to be a shortage of host families, but with the new ownership taking over, things have gotten a heck of a lot better in that regard too. So they've got a bunch of families who are ready to bring these guys in. So usually when a guy comes in the middle of the year, he will get with our owners, and our owners will say, okay, here's the deal. We've got host families who are ready to bring you in, and the owners will assign them to a host family the second they get to town. So usually that's not a problem. When they come in halfway through the year, usually the owners will take it upon themselves to assign them to a host family, and usually it works out okay.
Sounds good. We appreciate your time this morning. You're getting on the road to follow the Crushers as they take on Gateway Grizzlies. You'll have our call on AM 930 WEOL this coming Sunday. Look forward to that. But again, the games for the Crushers kick up again on Friday. Andy, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Andy Wilbarge, the Lakery Crushers voice here on AM 930 WEOL.